Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show. Let me see. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Let me see if I can get Brother Bashir. Brother Muhammad Sharif.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I got a little turned around this morning. I put my alarm on, but I was on, and I fell asleep. I was on the Lifeline this morning. So I'm opening up. Let me start off right there because we're behind.
I heard something
about Lifeline this morning. Okay, praise be to Allah. So right now we're at Surah 41, number 47, Surah 41 on page 1242. And Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shah. Thank you for calling me.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir. To him is referred the knowledge of the hour of judgment. He knows all. No date fruit comes out of its sheath, nor does a female conceive within her womb, nor bring forth young, but by his knowledge. The day that Allah will propound to them the question, where are the partners you attributed to me? They will say, we do assure thee, not one of us can bear witness. The deities they used to invoke after time will leave them in the lurch, and they will perceive that they have no way of escape. Man does not weary of asking for good things, but if ill touches him, he gives up all hope and is lost in despair. When we give him a taste of some mercy from ourselves, after some adversity has touched him, he is sure to say, this is due to my merit. I think not that the hour of judgment will ever be established, but if I am brought back to my Lord, I have much good stored in his sight. But we will show the unbelievers the truth of all that they did. We shall give them the taste of a severe penalty. When we bestow favor on him, he turns away and gets himself remote on his side instead of coming to us. And when evil seizes him, he comes full of prolonged prayer. Say, see ye if the revelation is really from Allah, and yet do ye reject it? Who is more straight than one who is in a schism far from any purpose? Soon will we show them our signs in the heavens, in the furthest regions of the earth and in their own souls until it becomes manifest to them that this is the truth. Is it not enough that thy Lord doth witness all things? Indeed, are they in doubt concerning the meeting with their Lord? Indeed, it is he that encompasses all things, alhamdulillah. Okay, we're skipping over to Surah 42. If y'all could read, let me make my prayer and take care of a little housekeeping. If y'all could alternate right there. We're on page Surah 42, Ashura, 1246.
All right. Who's the black man? She kind of regime. This be like my name. Ancient Call. Thus do he send him treasure to thee, as he did to those before thee, Allah exalted in power, full of wisdom. To him belong all that is in the heavens and on earth, and he is most high, most great. The heavens are almost when ascended from above them by his glory, and the angels celebrate the praises of their Lord, and pray for forgiveness for all beings on earth. Behold, verily, Allah is he, the all-forgiving, most merciful. And those who take as protectors others besides him, Allah doeth watch over them, and thou art not a disposer of their affairs. Thus have we sent the inspiration to thee and add the Quran, that thou mayest warn the mother of cities and all around her, and warn them of the day of assembly, on which there is no doubt. And some will be in the garden, and some in the blazing fire. If Allah so willed, he could have made them a single people, but he admits whom he will to his mercy, and the wrongdoers will have no protector nor helper. What have they taken for worship protectors other than him? But it is Allah. He is a protector, and it is he who gives life to the dead. And it is he who has power over all things. All right. Section 2, my brother.
Yeah, what page are you on, Brother Short?
It's Surah 42, Ayat number 10.
Right. Okay, thank you. I do Shaitan the Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Whatever to be within wherein you differ, the decision thereof is with Allah. Such is Allah my Lord. In him I trust and to him I turn. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has made for you paths from among yourselves, and paths among cattle. By this means does he multiply you. There is nothing whatever like unto him, and he is the one that hears and sees all things. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges and restricts the suffrage to whom he will, for he knows full well all things. As he established for you as that which he enjoined on Noah, that's what we have sent for inspiration to you, and that which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, namely, that you should remain steadfast in religion and make no division therein. To those who worship other things than Allah, hard is the way to which you call them. Allah schools to himself those whom he pleases, and guides to himself those who turn to him. And they became divided only after knowledge reached them, through selfish envy as between themselves. Had not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, tending to a term appointed, the matter would have been settled between them. But truly, those who have inherited the book after them are in suspicious, disquieting doubt concerning it. Now then, for that reason, call them to the faith and stand steadfast as you are commanded. Now follow thou their vain desires, but they I believe in the book which Allah has sent down, and I am commanded to judge just between you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. For us is the responsibility for our deeds, and for you for your deeds. There is no contention between us and you. Allah will bring us together, and to him is our final goal. For those who dispute concerning all our efforts, he had been accepted. Futile is that dispute in sight of that Lord. On them is wrath, and for them will be a counting terrible. It is Allah who has sent down the book in truth and balance by which the way conduct. And what will make you realize that perhaps the hour is close at hand? Only those who wish to hasten it who believe not in it. Those who believe hold it in awe and know that it is the truth. Behold, verily, those that dispute concerning the hour are far astray. Gracious is Allah to his servant. He gives suffering to whom he pleases, and he has power to carry out his will. Inshallah, Allah speaks the truth.
Fear that desires the truth of the hereafter, we give increase in this truth. And to any that desires the truth of this world, we grant somewhat thereof. He has no share or lot in the hereafter. What? Have they partners in Godhead who have established for them some religion without the mention of Allah? Had it not been for the decree of judgment, the matter would have been decided between them at once. But verily, the wrongdoers would have a grievous chastisement. That was he the wrongdoers in fear of account of what they have earned, and the burden of that must necessarily fall on them. But those who believe and work righteous deeds would be in the meadows of the gardens. They will have before their Lord all that they wish for. That will indeed be the magnificent bounty of Allah. That is the bounty whereof Allah gives glad tidings to his servants who believe and do righteous deeds. Say, no reward do I ask for you for this except the love of those near of kin. And if anyone earns any good, we should give an increase of good and respect our love, for Allah is all forgiving, grateful. What do they say? He has forged a falsehood against Allah, but if Allah will, he could seal up thy heart. And Allah blots out falsehood and proves the truth by his words. For he knows well the secrets of all hearts. He is the one that accepts repentance from his servants and forgives sins, and knows all that you do. And he listens to those who believe and do good deeds, and do deeds of righteousness, and gives them increase of his bounty. But for unbelievers, there is a terrible chastisement. If Allah were to enlarge the division of his servants, they would indeed transgress beyond all bounds through the earth. But he sends it down in due measure as he pleases, for he is with his servants, well acquainted, watchful. He is the one that sends down rain, even after men have given up all hope, and scatters his mercy far and wide. And he is a protector, worthy of all praise. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the living creatures that he has scattered through them. And he has power to gather them together when he wills.
Section 4, Ayat 30. Whatever misfortune happens to you is because of the things your hands have wrought, and for many of them he grants forgiveness. Nor can you frustrate anything fleeing through the earth. Nor have you besides Allah anyone to protect or to help. And among your signs are the ships, moons running through the ocean, tall as mountains. It is, if it be his will, he can steal the wind. Then would they become motionless on the back of the ocean. Verily, this is a sign for anyone who patiently perseveres and is grateful. Or he can cause them to perish because of the evil which of men have earned. But much does he forgive. But let those know who dispute about our signs that there is for them no way of escape. Whatever you are given here is but a convenience of this life. That which is with the Lord is better and more lasting. It is for those who believe and put their trust in their Lord. Those who avoid the greater crimes and sanctities, and when they are angry, even then forgive. Those who hearken to their Lord and establish regular prayer, who conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, who stand on what we bestow on them for suffering. And those who went at a press of wrong inflicted on them, they are not cowed, but help and defend themselves. The recompense for an injury is an injury equal thereto in degree. But if a person forgives and makes reconciliation, his reward is due from Allah, for Allah loves not those who do wrong. But indeed, if any do help and defend themselves after wrong done to them, against such there is no cause to blame. No cause of blame. The blame is only against those who oppress men with wrongdoing and infinitely transgress beyond bounds through the land, defying right and justice, for such there will be a penalty grievous. But indeed, if any show patience and forgive, that would truly be an exercise of courageous will and resolution in the conduct of affairs.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 5 here. For any whom Allah leaves astray, there is no protector thereafter. And thou will see the wrongdoers when, in sight of the penalty, say, is there any way to effect a return? And thou will see them brought forward to the penalty in a humble frame of mind because of their disgrace, and looking with a stealthy glance. And the believers will say, those are indeed in loss who have given to perdition their own selves and those belonging to them. On the day of judgment, behold, truly the wrongdoers are in a lasting penalty, and no protectors have they to help them other than Allah. And for any whom Allah leaves to stray, there is no way to the goal. Hearken ye to your Lord before there come a day which there will be no putting back because of the ordainment of Allah. That day there will be for you no place of refuge, nor will there be for you any room for denial of your sins. If then they turn away, we have not sent thee as a guard over them. Thy duty is but to convey the message. And truly, when we give them a taste of a mercy from ourselves, who doth exalt thereat? But when some ill happens to him on account of the deeds which his hands have sent forth, truly then is man ungrateful. To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He creates what he wills and plans. He bestows children, male or female, according to his will and plan. Or he bestows both males and females, and he leaves barren whom he will. For he is full of knowledge and power. It is not fitting for man that Allah should speak to him except by inspiration or from behind a veil or by sending of a messenger to reveal with Allah's permission what Allah will. For he is most high, most wise. And thus have we by our command sent inspiration to thee. Thou knewest not before what was revelation and what was faith. But we have made the Quran a light wherewith we guide such of our servants as we will. And verily, thou dost guide men to a straight way, the way of Allah. to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. Behold, how all affairs tend towards Allah. Alhamdulillah. Right.
Surah 43. Zukhruf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ha-mi-wa-kitab-u-mubin. These, by the book that makes things clear, we have made it a Quran in Arabic that ye may be able to understand. And verily, it is in the mother of the book, but thus high, in dignity full of wisdom. So then, turn away the reminder from you altogether, for that you are people transgressing beyond bounds. But how many were the prophets we sent amongst the people of old, and never came there a prophet to them, but they mocked him. So we destroyed their men, stronger in power than these, and thus has passed on the example of the people of old. If I were to question them who created the heavens and the earth, they would be sure to reply, they were created by him, the exalted in power, full of knowledge. Yeah, the same that has made for you the earth spread out and has made for you roads and channels then, and all of that, ye may find guidance on the way. That sends down from time to time rain from the sky in due measure, and we raise to life that with a land that is dead, even so shall you be raised from the dead. That has created prayers in all things and has made for you ships and cattle on which you ride, and now that ye may sit firm and square on the backs, and so when seated ye may remember the kind favor of your Lord and say glory to him who has subjected these to our use, for we could never be able to do it. And in our Lord surely must we turn back. Yet they attribute to some of his servants a share with him. Truly is man cruelly ungrateful. What? Has he taken daughters out of what he himself created?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Section 2, ayah 16. What? Has he taken daughters out of what he himself creates and granted to you sons for choice? When news is brought to one of them of what he set up as a likeness to Allah, most gracious his face darkens, and he is filled with inner grief. Is then one brought up among trinkets and unable to give a clear account and is fit to be associated with Allah? And they make into females angels who themselves serve Allah. Did they witness that creation? The evidence will be recorded and they will be called to account. Ah, they say, if it had been the will of Allah most gracious, we should not have worshipped such deities, of that they have no knowledge. They do nothing but lie. What? Have we given them a book before this to which they are holding fast? No. They say, we found our father following a certain religion, and we do guide ourselves by their footsteps. Just in the same way, whenever we send a warning before you to any people, the wealthy ones among them said, we found our father following a certain religion, and we will certainly follow in their footsteps. He said, what? even if I brought you better gowns than that when you found your father's father. He said, for us, we deny that you prophets are sent on a mission at all. So we extracted retribution from them. Now see what was in of those who rejected truth.
Alhamdulillah, but section 3, number 26. Behold, Abraham said to his father and his people, I do indeed clear myself of what ye worship. I worship only him who made me, and he will certainly guide me. And he left it as a word to endure among those who came after him, that they may turn back to Allah. Yea, I have given the good things of this life to these men and their fathers until the truth has come to them and a messenger making things clear. But when the truth came to them, they said, this is sorcery, and we do reject it. Also, they say, why is not this Quran sent down to some leading man in either of the two chief cities? Is it they who would portion out the mercy of thy Lord? It is we who portion out between them their livelihood and the life of this world. And we raise some of them above others in rank, so that some may command work from others. But the mercy of thy Lord is better than the wealth which they amass. And were it not that all men might become of one evil way of life, we would provide for everyone that blaspheme against Allah Most Gracious, silver roofs for their houses and silver stairways on which to go up, and silver doors to their houses and thrones of silver on which they could recline, and also adornments of gold. But all this were nothing but convenience of the present life, and the hereafter in the sight of thy Lord is for the righteous. If anyone withdraws himself from remembrance of Allah, Most Gracious. Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
All right. Who's the Prime Minister Tom Jean? This is Ramahim. If anyone withdraws himself from remembrance of the Most Gracious, we appoint for him a shaitan to be an intimate companion to him. Such shaitans really hinder them from the path, but they think that they are being guided aright. At length, when such a one comes to us, he says to us, to his evil companion, would that between me and thee were the distance of the east and the west. Ah, evil is a companion indeed. When we have done wrong, when ye have done wrong, it will avail you nothing that day that ye shall be companions in punishment and partners in punishment. Can thou then make the deaf to hear and give direction to the blind, or the searchers wonder and manifest error? Even if we take thee away, we shall be sure to have retribution from them, and we shall show thee that accomplishment which we have promised them, for verily we have power over them. So hold thou fast to the revelations and down to thee. Verily, thou art on a straight way. The Quran is indeed a reminder for thee and for thy people, and soon shall ye all be brought to account. And question thou all messengers whom we sent before thee. Did we appoint any deities other than the Most Gracious to be worshipped? We did send Moses aforetime with our signs to Pharaoh.
Section 5, yes, 46. We did send Moses aforetime with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs. He said, I am a messenger of the Lord of the world. But when he came to them with our signs, behold, they ridiculed him. He showed them signs after signs, each greater than its fellow. And we seized them with punishment in order that they might turn to us. And they said, O thou sorcerer, invoke your Lord for us according to his covenant with you. For we shall truly accept guidance. But when we removed the penalty from them, behold, they broke their word. And Pharaoh proclaimed among his people, saying, O my people, does not the men of Egypt belong to me? Witness, these streams flowing underneath my palace, what see you not then? Am I not better than this Moses, who is a contemptible wretch and can scarcely express himself clearly? Then why are not those gold upon the law? Then why are not gold bracelets bestowed on him? Or why come not with him angels, accompanying him in procession? Thus did he make fools of his people, and they obeyed him. Truly, were they a people rebellious against Allah? When at length they angered us, we exacted retribution from them, and we drowned them all. We made them people of the past, an example to later ages.
Section 6, number 37. When Jesus, the son of Mary, is held up as an example, behold, thy people raise a clamor thereat in ridicule. And they say, are our gods best or he? This they set forth to thee only by way of disputation, yet they are a contentious people. He was no more than a servant. We granted him our favor to him. We made him an example to the children of Israel. And if it were our will, we could make angels from amongst you, succeeding each other on the earth. And this shall be a sign for the coming of the hour of judgment. Therefore, have no doubt about the hour, but follow ye me. This is a straight way. Let not the evil one hinder you, for he is to you an enemy of ours. When Jesus came with clear signs, he said, now have I come to you with wisdom and in order to make clear to you some of the points on which you dispute. Therefore, fear Allah and obey me. For Allah, he is my Lord and your Lord. So worship ye him. This is the straight way. But sects from among themselves fell into disagreement and woe to the men. To the wrongdoers from the penalty of a grievous day. Do they only wait for the hour that it should come on them all of a sudden while they perceive not? Friends on that day will be foes one to another except the righteous. I'm at 68.
My devotees, no fear shall be on you today, nor shall you grieve. Those who have believed in our signs and submitted to us, enter ye the garden, ye and your wives, in beauty and rejoicing. To him will be passed round dishes and goblets of gold. There will be there all that the souls could desire, all that the eyes could delight in, and ye shall abide therein forever. Such will be the garden of which ye are made heirs for your good deeds in life. Ye shall have therein abundance of fruit for which ye shall eat. The sinners will be in the punishment of hell to dwell therein forever. Now, no wise will the punishment be lightened for them, and in despair will they be there overwhelmed. Now shall we be unjust to them, but it is they who have been unjust themselves. They will cry, O Malik, would that my Lord put an end to us. He will say, nay, but you shall abide. Verily, we have brought the truth to you, but most of you have a hatred for truth. What? Have they settled some plan among themselves? but it is we who settle things. Are they think that we hear not their secrets and their private counsels? Indeed, we do. Our messengers are by them to record. Say, if the Most Gracious had a son, I would be the first to worship. Glory be to the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of the throne. He is free from the things that you return on. So lead them to babble and play with vanities until they meet the day of death which they have been promised. It is he who is God in heaven and God on earth, and he is full of wisdom and knowledge. And blessed is he to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all between them. With him is the knowledge of the hour of judgment, and to him you shall be brought back. And those who live both besides Allah have no power of intercession. Only he who fears, and he who bears witness to the truth, and with full knowledge. If I asked them who created them, they would certainly say Allah. How then are they deluded away from the truth? Allah has knowledge of the prophet's cry, O my Lord, truly these are people who believe not. But turn away from them and say peace. Soon will they know.
By the book that makes things clear. We send it down during a blessed night, but we ever wish to warn against evil. And that night is made to speak from every fair wisdom, like a man from our presence, for we ever send revelations. It's a mercy from thy Lord, for he hears and knows all things. Lord of the heavens and the earth and all between them. If you but have any faith, there's no God but he. If he will give life and give death, the Lord and cherish it to you and your earliest ancestors. Yet they play about in doubt. Then watch you for the day that the sky will bring forth a can of smoke from this. Plainly visible, and thus these people should be accounted to grievous. They will say, our Lord, remove the penalty from us, for we do really believe. How shall the message be effective for them, seeing that a messenger explained things clearly and has already come to them? Yet they turn away from him and say, tutor thy others, a man who is best. We shall indeed remove the penalty for a while, but truly you will revert to your ways. One day we shall see you by a mighty onslaught. We will indeed be in exact retribution. We did before them try the people of Pharaoh. There came to them a messenger most honorable, saying, restore to me servants of Allah. I am to you a messenger worthy of all trust, and be not arrogant as against Allah, for I come to you with manifest upon Allah. But I come to you with manifest upon Allah. And be not arrogant against Allah, for I come to you with authority manifest. For me, I have sought safety from my Lord and your Lord against you injuring me. If you believe me not, keep away from Allah. If you believe me not, at least keep yourselves away from me. For they were aggressive. Then he cried to his Lord, these are indeed a people given to sin. The reply came, march forth of my servants by night, for you are sure to be pursued. And leave the sea as the Pharaoh divided, for they are a host destined to be drowned. How many were the garden and spring they left behind, and cornfields, and noble buildings, and wealth, and conveniences of life, wherein they have taken such delight. thus was their end. And we make other people inherit that, those things. And neither heaven nor earth shed a tear with them, nor were they given a respite again.
Alhamdulillah, section 2, number 30. We did deliver after time the children of Israel from humiliating punishment inflicted by Pharaoh, for he was arrogant even among inordinate transgressors. And we chose them after time above the nations knowingly and granted them signs in which there was a manifest trial. As to these Quraysh, they say foolish. No, they say forsooth, there is nothing beyond our first death, and we shall not be raised again. That's like the Nation of Islam. There is nothing beyond our first death, and we shall not be raised again. Then bring back our forefathers, if what you say is true. What are they better than the people of Tuba and those who were before them? We destroyed them because they were guilty of sin. We created not the heavens, the earth, and all between them, merely in idle sport. We created them not, except for just ends, but most of them do not understand. Verily, the day of sorting out is the time appointed for all of them, the day when no protector can avail his client in aught, and no help can they receive, except such as receive Allah's mercy, for he is exalted, exalted in might, most merciful.
Verily, the tears of Qum will be the food of the sinners. Like molten brass, it will boil in their insides, like boiling of scalding water. The voice will cry, seize ye him, and drag him into the midst of the blazing fire, and pour over his head the justice of boiling water. Taste ye this, truly thou art mighty, full of honor. Truly, this is what ye used to doubt. As to the righteous, they will be in a position of security, among gardening springs, dressed in fine silk and in rich brocade. We will face each other, so we shall wear them to maidens with beautiful, big, and lustrous eyes. There can they call for every kind of fruit in peace and security. Nor will they dare taste death except the first death, and he will preserve them from the chastisement of the blazing fire. At the bounty of that law, that will be the supreme achievement. Verily, we have made this Quran easy in the tongue, in order that they may give heed. So wait thou and watch, for they too are waiting.
I'm not sure about the pronunciation of that word. It said the knee down. In the Satan regime, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Allah's name, Mr. Benefactor, Mr. Redeemer. Ameen. The 11th revelation of the book is from Allah. He goes in power, full of wisdom. Verily, in the heaven and the earth are signs for those who believe. And in the creation of yourselves, and the fact that animals are scattered through the earth, are signs for those of sure faith. And in the alternation of night and day, and the fact that Allah sends down sufferers from the sky to revive there with the earth after its death. And in the change of the wind, all are signs for those who are wise. Such are signs of Allah, which we rehearse to you in truth. Then in what a position will they believe after rejecting Allah in the sign? Woe to each sinful jailer who falls to it. He hears the signs of Allah rehearsed to him, it is obstinate and lofty, as if he had not heard them, then announced to him of terms of grievous. And when he learns something of our sign, he takes them in jest, for such there will be a humiliating comfort. And one of them is hell, and of no profit to them is anything they may have earned, nor any protection they may have taken to themselves besides Allah. For them is a tremendous penalty. This is true guidance. And to those who reject the signs of their Lord, is a grievous penalty of abomination.
Alhamdulillah, section 2, number 12. It is Allah who has subjected the sea to you, that ships may sail through it by his command, that ye may seek of his bounty, and that ye may be grateful. And he has subjected to you as from him all that is in the heaven and on earth. Behold, in that are signs indeed for those who reflect. Tell those who believe to forgive those who do not look forward to the days of Allah. It is for him to recompense after for good or ill each people according to what they have earned. If anyone does a righteous deed, it inures to the benefit of his own soul. If he does evil, it works against his own soul. In the end, will ye all be brought back to your Lord. He did, after time, grant to the children of Israel the book, the power of command, and prophethood. He gave them for sustenance things good and pure, and we favored them above the nations. And we granted them clear signs in affairs of religion. It was only after knowledge had been granted to them that they fell into schism through insolent envy among themselves. Verily, thy Lord will judge between them on the day of judgment as to those matters in which they set up differences. Then we put thee on the straight way of religion. So follow thou that way, and follow not the desires of those who know not. They will be of no use to thee in the sight of Allah. It is only wrongdoers that stand as protector one to another, but Allah is the protector of the righteous. These are clear evidences to men, and a guidance and mercy to those of assured faith. What do those who seek after evil ways think that we shall hold them equal with those who believe and do righteous deeds? That equal will be their life and their death. Ill is the judgment that they make.
Allah created the heavens and the earth for just ends, and in order that each soul may find the recompense of what it has earned, and none of them shall be wronged. He intends on such a one as take as God his own vain desires. Allah has, knowing him as such, led him astray, and sealed his hearing in his heart, and understanding, and put a cover over his sight. Who then will guide him after Allah has drawn his guidance? Will you not then receive admonition? And they say, what is there but our life in this world? We shall die and we live, and nothing but time can destroy us. But of that they have no knowledge. They merely conjecture. And when our clear signs are rehearsed to them, their argument is nothing but this. They say, bring back our forefathers. If what you say is true. So it is Allah who gives you life, then gives you death. Then he will gather you together on the day of judgment, about which there is no doubt, but most of them do not know.
I think you say, Tom Rajin, section 4, ayah 27, to Allah belong to the meaning of the heavens and the earth. In the day that the hour of judgment is established, that day will be given falsehood first. and you will see every step bowing the knee, every step will be called to its record. This day shall you be recompensed for all that you did. This hour record speaks against upon law. This hour record speaks about you with truth. That we will want to put on record all that you did. Also those who believe and do righteous deeds, the Lord will admit them to his mercy. That will be the achievement for all to see. But as for those who reject Allah, to them will be said, was not our sign rehearsed to you? But you were arrogant and were a people given to sin. And when it is said that the promise of Allah is true and that the hour there was no doubt about its coming, you used to say, we know not what is the hour. We only think it is an idea, and we have no firm assurance. Then will appear to them the evil fruits of what they did, and they will be completely circled by that which they used to mock at. Will also be said, this day we will forget you, and you forgot the meaning of this day of yours, and your void is the fire, and no helpers have you. This because you used to take the signs of Allah in death, and the light of this world deceived you. From that day, therefore, it shall not be taken out there, not be taken thence, nor shall they be received into grace. And praise be to Allah, Lord of heaven and Lord of the earth, Lord and Church of all the world. To him be glory throughout the heavens and the earth. And he is exalted in power, full of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah. Allah speak the truth. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, my alarm didn't go off. And I guess I was tired. I don't know. I just didn't wake up. Usually, I don't listen to the Lifeline right now. I'm just trying to deal with my own business, you know. But I said, well, it might be good if I tell the believers about tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum and also what we're doing, you know. So, that broke my little rhythm, you know what I mean? Broke my rhythm. So I was upset, but all praise be to Allah. Coming right along, I've been spending time over there at the museum. Every time I get a chance, I turn around and I go back over there. And Robin be over there a lot, Rashad. He be over there a lot because that's how he make his money, you know, flying them helicopters, you know. And yeah, he's a heck of a guy, brother. And so when I stopped in and talked to him, I asked him, do we have any space for lease? He said, brother, no. He said, tell your people just to come here. Tell them just to come here. I don't have no space. He says, but if you charge the children, you know, just give us a cut. But if you don't charge the children, he said, you know, you don't have to give us nothing. You know, he's a heck of a, he'd be there all the time, man. You know, that's how he make his money, with the helicopter rides, you know. Yeah. So, I'm going to try to make that my base, but I still want my own room because what we want to do is, get simulators and let them children come in there and get on them simulators. And Robin told me he had all kind of simulators, but with COVID, they had to spread all apart. You know, them people, man, made them spread all apart, and it just messed up the whole little setup that they had. But, you know, you know, the COVID alert is going away. So it's coming. So what I want to do now is get some flyers and find all those Muslim parents, you know, because I got to target the Muslims, you know. But like you say, Muhammad Sharif, reach out to all children. You know, yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But we got to identify these Muslims, because they all scattered out and in public schools and everything, you know. But yeah, brother, that museum, that brother, man. And then last Saturday, Rashad, that they had that art show. All them people were there, man.
Yeah.
Playing music, you know. Man, we could do that too, man. You know, like he told me if children have birthday parties, we could have parties there. He says it's approximately $100 an hour. But, you know, like a three-hour, like, birthday party, you know, a two-hour birthday party, couple hundred dollars. Help him out, you know. And also I told him that I'll be using that Columbia Space Museum over there dedicated to that brother who died in that explosion. What's his name? McNair. They got a Compton school named after him too, McNair. And so in between the Aeronautical Museum and the Columbia Space Museum over there in Downey, which is not very far away from each other. You know, oh man, we got it going on, brother. We got it going on. We gonna get these children and get this Claire Muhammad School going. And alhamdulillah. And I attribute it to what we're doing. Getting up, reading together, and Allah is unfolding the plan, slowly giving us the vision of how to go about it, you know. And you know, I think Allah is with that brother, Robin Petgrave. I think Allah is with him, you know, because he comes off so sincere, brother. You know, dealing with these Compton kids, often these gangs and drugs and just hard life and poverty and maybe mama or daddy on crack or on alcohol, you know, in some cases, you know, not all the time. But, you know, then dealing with them and give them opportunity to come in there and give them a shot at learning to be a pilot or learning to be a helicopter pilot or something. Because he told me after I explained where I was coming from, he says, you know, he says, what you have is exactly what we're looking for. Because I understand. Elijah Muhammad had his lieutenants lecture me when I was going to Cal State LA. He said, the lieutenants, I never forget, little brother. He had his bow tie and suit. He said, your brother's going to school. He says, don't be studying, going over there studying English and social studies and all that kind of old stuff. He said, they told me in an FOI meet upstairs at 4016 South Central before they tore it down. He said, look, you brothers go over there and study mathematics or science. And he said, because these subjects transcend borders. Mathematics in China is the same mathematics that's in Russia. That's in the same mathematics that's in Saudi Arabia. That's the same mathematics as in Watts. So I'm looking up at them brothers, and they're coming off with this high science, you know, that Elijah taught them. You know, that's where I got it from. you know, praise be to Allah. Yeah, yeah. That's our legacy. And then they start talking about Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. A whole lot of truth in that. Yeah. So all praise be to Allah. You know, I'm reading about this sister, or I'm looking at the video you get a chance, look up Bessie Coleman. It was a sister. She was born in 1892 in Texas, Atlanta, Texas. And when her brothers went overseas in the 1914 overseas to fight, when they came back, they told her she was a little teenage girl or kind of a young girl because she was born in 1892. I was born in 1897, but she's born in 1892. Her brothers came back talking about them French women over there flying airplanes. And she's just looking over there. She said, yeah, them French women are over there flying airplanes and blah, 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 blah. So that stuck with Bessie. So, you know, Bessie, you know, she wanted to investigate it. So she applied to have some people. She saved up a little money because she was a manicurist. She saved up a little money, and she asked the people to teach her how to fly. And the white folks said, I mean, teaching you how to fly. I can teach you. And so she befriended a brother, a brother who had a newspaper. And then he said, well, you might got to go overseas. So she made up in her mind that she's going to go over to France and learn how to fly. So she saved her money up. And he said, and it wouldn't hurt to study a little French. So she studied a little French. And then she took off on a boat, I don't know how long later, I guess a few years later, and went over to France and got with them Frenchmen. And then Frenchmen taught her how to fly, Bessie Coleman, Elizabeth Bessie Coleman. And then she was the first in June the 15th, 1921, she got her international pilot's license, June the 15th. 1921, and the reason that I remember that was because this is 2021. She got her international pilot license June the 15th, approximately exactly 100 years ago, because this is 7/6, 2021. She got her international pilot license June the 15th, 1921, so that's 100 years ago. And then she came back and she used to go around to where African Americans was preaching and teaching and inspiring them to aspire to do anything you want and show them how to fly and just go around the country. And she's a tough little lady, man. Tough little lady, Bessie Coleman. They call her Queen Bessie. And so... She whenever she wanted to learn something, you know, because after the war, it was a lot of those white boys coming back who were pilots, and they didn't have no way to earn a living. So what they used to do, they used to barnstorm. They used to get in them two-wing planes and fly upside down, and that's what she used to do, fly upside down, do, you know, all type of circles and stuff. Even if you look at some of the news, they used to get out of them planes, get on the wing, and be out on the wing. Have you seen that before? I've seen it before. Get out on the wing. So she was doing everything. So she had to go back to France to learn some advanced tricks and stuff like that to earn a living, you know, with her plane and stuff, while she'd go around teaching, inspiring her people and inspiring the young people to they do whatever they want, you know. So that's Bessie Coleman. And then she was 34 years old, and something happened, and she didn't strap herself into the plane, and the plane shook her out, and she fell to her death. And she was only 34 years old. But that's a hell of a movie. That's a hell of a movie. You know, somebody should, you know, our people, you see how our people are so dead. You know, our people are so dead. And that's a beautiful story of a young woman like that, you know, being denied and can't fly and have to go overseas to France. Her brothers came back from the war. Talk about them French women, the white girls over there.
flying plane. And so she got stuck in her head. So she said, I'm going to do it. So she ended up in France learning how to fly. Pretty little girl, because her daddy was Choctaw Indian and her mama was African American, you know. And she had to go over there and she learned. And she learned. She came back. And so in June the 15th, 1919, she was the first woman, the first African-American man or woman to have a flying license, international flying license. She came back from France.
You said 1921.
That's right. 1921, because it's 100 years, that's right. 100 years, yeah.
What was her name 100
years
again?
We're saying,
what was her name?
Bessie Coleman. Elizabeth Bessie Coleman. Elizabeth Bessie Coleman.
You see. And the people ain't made a movie about her. Nobody made a movie about her. Show you how dead our people are. That would be a blockbuster. You know what I mean? Let me make me a little oatmeal while we... Somebody else want to talk, go ahead. Put the oatmeal. Get ready to go over here and ride this mule. Quick.
Yes. Yeah, I was looking at the link that you sent me yesterday, but I didn't see anything where what's the brother Muhammad's his son is flying. Now I didn't see that.
Okay, in other words, go to our website, SEM STEM. SEM STEM School of Aero and Astro.com. Go to that website and you'll see it.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
sir.
It's kind of, no, go ahead.
I'm listening to y'all. I'm making me a little breakfast. Go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed when Faith started speaking about flying, you were saying that your daughter had wanted to fly from an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking you were going to the school to find out more, going to the museum to find out more about Robin and the flying course and all of that. I thought
mm-hmm.
you were going to considering the young people flying, and mainly you got autistic, but your daughter learned to fly. But then you came back
and
said that you had
a
daughter.
Yeah,
no,
and Sean hold on,
let me finish. Now, when you said that you enrolled, that wasn't my thought or our thought. We thought we were going to start on more information, but got the young people enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
Not you.
Mm-hmm. Well, my daughter Amina, she got money, and me and Rashad was together. In fact, Rashad, at first me and Rashad was gonna go up, but the brother said that's a weight problem, so me and Rashad is gonna go back up sometime this week.
And what are you saying about weight problem?
Yeah. I'm about 210, and Rashad is about 160. And the brother said, in that plane that was accessible to us, it wasn't a good idea to have that much weight on it. But the one we're going to take is a four-seater, a bigger plane. And we're going to go up. Tomorrow's my birthday, but I had something planned. I got to do something else. But sometime this week, we get the chance to meet all the little brothers over there, big little brothers. We're learning our way around. And inshallah, we're going to have our children over there and do all that, and raise money for them. Let them take lessons and all that, inshallah. But
well, I was saying, what happened to the to your interest in getting your daughter and the young people?
Yes, I'm in touch. Yes, Muhammad, I'm in touch with my daughter every day. I'm the one who told her, you know, I'm going up there. We just started. Yesterday was the beginning. And I'm looking at my grandson over there. He would be 12 years old. I'm going to get him up there. And Rashad's stepson, we're going to get him up there. You know what I mean? We're going to get all of them up there, inshallah. You know, yeah. A lot of them folded for it, brother. Yeah. It's coming. You know, but it'll be good if I know what to do, because I could teach. I could be able to teach. I mean, I wouldn't want to just be having to rely on Ben. Like the brother went up yesterday with me, Ben, and the other brother, what's his name? Ronell. You know what I mean? Yeah, I wouldn't want to have just rely on them. You know, at some point, you know, we do for self. You know that? We do for self.
Yeah.
You know, we have a history. We have a history. Because after all, Sultan, who was Herbert Muhammad's son, he had a pilot license. And remember, we had a jet for Muhammad. Remember a jet for Muhammad? You know?
Yeah, we
raised money.
Yeah,
we raised money. Right, and Sultan, his young brother over there with a license.
Yeah, well, look, here's the kind of focus on my mind. I heard when this got nothing to do with anyone in particular, but this all of us over 50, 60, 70 years old. President Obama said, you know what the problem is all over the world. You know what the problem is? He said, old men won't step aside. and that stood out in my mind when he said that.
Who said that?
Why I'm saying that? Huh?
Who said that?
Well, President Obama.
Well, Obama said
he was talking
about
he had the
old man on the side.
Yeah, he said that's what the problem is. Old men won't step aside. And that is the truth. Whether it's religion, business, culture, government, whatever it is, that is the problem. That's what our young people have, you know, they are complaining about, is that old people won't step aside until that don't make no space for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when Obama said that, I say you're right on, and you're perfectly right. Government everywhere. That's the problem. The old men won't step aside.
Yeah.
And the young people.
Yesterday we was on a message of concern during the business hour, during the second part of the message of concern.
Right.
Me and Shuja and Akbar was on
right.
there, and Sister Karan,
right.
She's the one who kind of like stay on my case, man. Where the school at, brother? Where the school at? You know, I've been knowing her a long time. But anyway, I explained to them about the relief airports. In Baton Rouge, where Shuja is, they have a main airport that's an international airport, but they also have relief airports. And the relief airports are the little airports like Compton Airport that relieve the pressure off the bigger airports, especially if in times of war. Sometimes in war, they have troops stationed at these little like Compton Airport, you know, where I was, you see. So I explained to them, then in all them big cities, they have a main airport that's an international airport, but they also have these what you call reliever or relief airports. So I was explaining to them that this is what we want to plug into, no matter where we are. We want to plug into these little relief airports and remember the children, you know, in that area, little poor children. Mama may be an alcoholic or daddy may be or whatever, or maybe in prison or whatever, just being kids being raised by grandma, grandpa. It's all kind of situations for these children. And so Shuja understood where I was coming, where we coming from. So now they are on the lookout for these little relief airports. And then in order to, and Shuja was telling me, he said, yeah, but I got a 501c3. Get a 501c3 that Robin encourages the little brothers there. And that way you could start working with children and get some support. See, that's what I want to break out. A lot is unfolding the plan. See? Wherever we are, whether we're in Chicago, New York, we got the little airports, because they call relief airports, that interested brothers, good brothers, interested brothers and sisters who want to do something with the children, especially organize the Claire Muhammad thing, you know, could start using them airports. And see, the model, Robin got the model. He's the one who's showing us how to do it. Get those simulators. Rashad, about how many simulators did you account over there at the Compton place? How many simulators do they got? Rashad. But anyway, they have about, look like about 15 to 20 of them, simulators. And it ain't a lot of children coming, because I guess COVID maybe shut it down. But Robin is showing us how to do it. You know, it's mainly with them simulators and them kids coming through. And I was telling him that me being a teacher, I wanted to have a mechanism for kids when they come in after school, that say they need help with their homework, help with their math. Inshallah, what we'll do, we'll have little brothers and sisters who are pretty good tutors for them. You see? Robin told me, hey, brother, that's exactly what we're looking for. Oh, I knew it already. I'm a teacher. I already know. But Allah's showing us how to do it. You know? He's unfolding the plan. See. Okay, but look here. Rashad, assalamu alaikum. Rashad.
Oh, walaikum salam. Yes, walaikum salam.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I was just asking you a question a second ago. About how many
simulators? Oh, yeah, kind of goes off a little bit. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. About how many simulators did you count over at the museum? About how many?
Maybe about 5 or 6.
Yeah, more than that. Out in that big space over there, it had a bunch of them in the big space. Remember they had simulators inside the little office? Huh?
Yeah. Well, oh, you're talking about the computer simulators as well, huh? Okay. Yeah, well, if you count them, you know, the simulators where they use the chair, and the computers, yeah, it might be about 10.
10? Yeah.
Yeah, if you include the chairs, you know, sitting in the chairs in front of the...
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about just the simulated booths, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at a video of a Caucasian, and he was teaching a guy how to fly. And he said, look, some of these kids who've been spending hours and even years on these simulators could come and take a flying test and pass it cold, because they had been on them simulators for such a long time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, look here, brother. Brother Ashok. Can you take us out with prayer? Alhamdulillah.
Sure. Amen.
Y'all have a good day.
Your cat probably will be on tomorrow morning, be on Neil can Sharice tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, tomorrow is Wednesday, right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wednesday.
All right then. All right. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, wa alaikum assalam.